Welcome once again to our Everyday English program. During the next few lessons, I should like us to consider different ways of expressing conditions in English. One type of conditional sentence expresses two main ideas. First, it says that something will happen in the future. Second, it mentions that a condition was or has to be fulfilled. At this point, we couldn't do better than look at actual examples of what I mean. Now listen to this.
If he comes, we will explain it to him.
If he comes, we'll explain it to him. The sentence states that something will happen. What is this that will happen?
We will explain it to him.
We will explain it to him is what will happen. But Kofi's sentence also states a condition. For the event to happen, for us to explain it to him, a condition must be fulfilled. And the condition is...
If he comes.
If he comes. In English, a very common way of expressing conditions is by the use of the word if. Here's an example.
We will explain it to him if he comes.
If he comes, we will explain it to him.
If it rains, we will not be able to come.
We will not be able to come if it rains.
I should like listeners to note that in conditional sentences of this type, and indeed of most other types, the condition may precede or follow the statement. In the case of if conditions, the if part may occur first in the sentence, or it may occur second.
If it rains, we will not be able to come.
We will not be able to come if it rains.
There are two types of conditional sentence in English. We'll take them one after the other for consideration in future. In the meantime, let's merely mention some of them. In one type, the if part is replaced by the word should.
Should you find the briefcase, take it back to the owner.
Should you find the briefcase, take it back to the owner. In its full form, this kind of condition contains if.
If you should find the briefcase, please return it to the owner.
We will have occasion to say a lot about this kind of condition in a future program. It must have struck our listeners that the expression, if you should, and the expression, should you, are formal and are more likely to be used in writing than in conversational English.
If you should find the briefcase.
Should you find the briefcase?
The two sentences mean the same thing. In the latter case, the word if has been dropped. Dropping if in expressions of conditions is not unusual. Now listen to this.
If I were to tell you the details of this horrid story, you would bow your head in shame.
Compare this with this one.
Were I to tell you the details of this horrid story, you would bow your head in shame.
You notice that if has been dropped. There's more to it, of course, as I am sure the attentive listener may have noticed. In addition to dropping the word if, the order in which the words appear has also changed.
If I were to tell you the details of this horrid story,
as I have said, there will be time to talk about such details. So far, we've noted that should and were are used to express conditions. In using either of them, the word if can appear or be dropped. The interesting thing to note about should and were is that they are both past tense forms of auxiliary verbs. This is not to say that they express events which took place in the past. Another past form of an auxiliary used in this way is had.
If I had the wings of a dove, I would fly over the mountains and valleys, to quote the Caribbean pop singer Millie Small.
If I had the wings of a dove, alternatively, we can drop if and rearrange the words.
Had I the wings of a dove, I would fly over the mountains and valleys.
We should have time to talk about had again. And finally, the word unless is also used to express conditions. Now here's an example.
Unless he comes, we cannot open the door.
The word unless contains the word if hidden in it.
Unless he comes, we cannot open the door.
And this means,
if he does not come, we cannot open the door.
We have only mentioned some of the commonest ways of expressing conditions. Some of these are used in formal contexts, some in more informal ones. We shall look at each of these in some detail in future programs. Let's listen to them again.
If he comes, we will explain it to him.
If it rains, we will not be able to come.
We will not be able to come if it rains. If it rains, we will not be able to come.
We will not be able to come if it rains.
Should you find the briefcase, take it back to the owner.
Should you find the briefcase, take it back to the owner. If you find the briefcase, or should you find the briefcase? In its full form, this kind of condition contains if.
If you should find the briefcase, please return it to the owner.
If you should find the briefcase.
Should you find the briefcase?
If I were to tell you the details of this horrid story, you would bow your head in shame.
Were I to tell you the details of this horrid story, you would bow your head in shame. That's all we have time for, listeners. We thank you for your attention. Till we meet again, it's goodbye from us. Have a good day and cheers.